AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning. Cloud cover, still some light rain here, 70 degrees on our way to 84 today with a good chance of precipitation, already half an inch in the rain gauge here at the KVOE studios. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor, Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Big Sunday happenings out at the David Traylor Zoo. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Well, it's a little moist, but it's a great morning.
It is a great morning. So we've got the big open house coming up. Before we start talking about the details, let's talk a little bit about the year that's been here so far at the David Traylor Zoo. It's clearly been busy, and there's clearly been a lot of activity.
It has been a fun year, and man, has it flown by. I can't believe that we're almost at the end of June. Where did the year go?
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, we've had an exciting year, and with the Education Center just opening, that's been a flurry of activity. And now we're, you know, forging forward to those really big events like Open House and Zoo Camp. So,
all right. Well, when is Zoo Camp?
Well, Zoo Camp is July 8th through the 12th. So if you have a third or a fourth grader who wants to spend a week at the zoo and enjoy a week of absolute fun, be sure and get a hold of us at the office at 341-4365, and we can get you signed up.
Outstanding. You also have, you know, we've been to the Zoo Education Center. Haven't spent a whole lot of time on the Eagle exhibit. How's that going right now?
You know, it's almost done, it's gonna be really cool. The waterfall's absolutely beautiful, and the eagles are gonna be so happy because their wading pool is now a true wading pool for them. Before it was too deep, and there really wasn't a good place for them to get in and out of the water once they got in, and now they can actually sit on a flat rock, they can bathe if they want to, they can fish, because we will be adding fish to that area. So it's going to be really nice for them.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Well, big weekend, big Sunday, the annual zoo open house. This is a big event, one of the biggest events the zoo has each and every year. The public is invited. It will be this Sunday from 1 to 3. So what does the zoo open house entail, Lisa?
Absolutely. So this is our 44th annual open house event, and this is the one time that you can actually go behind the scenes of the zoo. So you get to go, I'm sure a lot of people have pulled into the parking lot, and all of a sudden they start hearing some really weird noises coming from the north side of the street, and the zoo's on the south side of the street. And they always wonder what's over there. So this is your opportunity to go behind those privacy fences to see what is in our holding area or in our breeding areas. You'll be able to see our diet kitchen, the quarantine facility, our veterinary facility. You'll get to see some of the specialized diets that we use, whether it be the mealworms, rats, mice, liver, heart, just a wide variety of different things that we use that are very specialized for the different animals. And it kind of grosses people out too, so that's fun.
Outstanding.
You know, no one really wants to touch a mealworm that's wiggling all over. So that will be happening. Our docents, of course, Kelly and our volunteer docents will be out with ambassador animals and artifacts. Our board will be selling memberships to the zoo, which are reciprocal with other zoos all over the United States. The Emporia Fire Department's going to bring down their rain curtain again. That's always so much fun.
Yeah.
And so please bring your kids and something you don't mind getting wet, and you might bring a towel.
There you go.
To go home with.
Not a bad idea.
I tell you what, yep. That food area, though, is I think maybe I share this with a lot of folks. It's morbidly fascinating to just kind of sit there and see what's out there and what goes where.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think people understand just how specialized it is for the different animals. We have a lot of requirements that we have to follow, and making sure that the animals have a diet very similar to what they would in the wild is pretty important. I think it's fun for people to come in and see some of that.
Speaking of that, sorry, Lisa, but speaking of that, how much of a research do you have to do, and kind of how far out are your partners in getting that food and that nutrition in for the animals that are here?
Yeah, well, we do have a great partnership with some local businesses that order stuff in for us, and then we have several companies that we order from as well that are specialized. And some, there may be only one or two companies in the United States that you can actually order it from. So it's pretty limited. Our primate milk, for instance, there's really only one place you can get it. Some of our vet-related things, like our implants and things like that, you can only get it in one spot. So there's just a lot of things that come into play. I did also want to mention on Sunday, our carnivore cafe will be open during open house. So 1 to 3, wanted to make sure I got that put in there. Education center will be open. So if you haven't got to see that beautiful building, that is another one of those things that you can come in, see the education center, be able to go to the gift shop, see some more animal ambassadors there. It really is beautiful.
Well, there'll be obviously more house to see during this year's open house at the David Traylor Zoo as the expansion and renovations continue. And you're not done out there yet, are you, Lisa?
No, you know, it just continues.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just finishing up the eagle. We're starting some design stuff on the old lemur exhibit for King Vulture. We have wallabies coming up quickly after that. And then with some more fundraising, otter should be right after that, North American River Otter.
Can't wait. Can't wait. So remind us again the details here of the open house, when, and also the parking side of things, too, considering everything that's going on.
Yes, so this coming Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. is our open house. You can park anywhere along Soden Road. You can park in the new parking lots there between the zoo and the Zoo Education Center. You can use our bus parking if you want to behind the Zoo Education Center to the east. If you need to, overflow can be down in Soden's Grove Park. Or over at the Veterans Memorial. Just be careful crossing the highway.
Okay. Have you heard if the train will be running Sunday or not?
We did talk to them, and no, I don't believe they're going to run. They're going to run. I think they're a little short-handed this year.
Okay. Well, just wanted to double-check on that. But a big day, big event, and we will be, Chuck will be, broadcasting live from the David Traylor Zoo.
Can't wait.
Coming up on Sunday. So we always look forward to that. And as Lisa mentioned, yeah, bring that towel because the fire department stop and station will be, I think, a very popular stop because it will be in the mid-90s on Sunday. So a good day to cool off that way out of the David Traylor Zoo. Lisa, thank you so very much.
Thank you. I have a joke for you.
All right, please do.
Okay, how can you tell if a pig is hot?
How?
When they're baking.
Oh,
yes.
Have a great day.
That might be your best one ever, Lisa. Way to go. All right, Lisa Keith, the David Traylor Zoo Director. When it's bacon, of course.
Absolutely.
Pig is hot. Okay, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segment, and if you want to bring your own dad jokes and puns along the way, you're more than welcome to let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number. Most of our spots next week are open, so keep that in mind. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Maddie Fennell as we talk about the remaining upcoming induction activities.
Yeah, big event tomorrow night. Of course, big event today is the Hall of Fame inductees will be right here in studio.
Right here.
KBOE, but tomorrow night, the municipal band concert with the Root Beer Floats, courtesy of Steve and Nina Hott at the Fremont Park Concerts. The Root Beer Floats, I think, will start at 7, and the kids' concert at 8 tomorrow night.
Enjoy that. That's always a highlight for everybody.
Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 7:30, cloudy, 70 degrees. Good morning. Stay tuned. Check of the weather next.
This is Marcus Urkel, manager of the Pori Golf Course. Our busy high school season has ended, and our summer golf is in full swing. If you are looking to play in some tournaments this year, make sure to check out our